This idea has been around for a while, but recently Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien wrote President Clinton a secret letter, and in it, Chrétien indicated Canada could work with the United States and Russia in disposing of weapons-grade plutonium from dismantled nuclear warheads. Canada wants to mix the plutonium with uranium and use it for fuel in its nuclear power plants. The company Atomic Energy of Canada Limited, called AECL, manufactures Canada's nuclear reactors and is in charge of the country's nuclear research and development program. It's lobbying hard for an agreement between Canada and the superpowers within the next 5 years. Larry Shuchuk is a spokesperson for AECL.
The only and primary benefit to Canada is that we're playing a role in nuclear disarmament. The more countries that get together to help the superpowers destroy their nuclear weapons, the faster you're able to get through the stockpile of nuclear weapons that are a threat to all of us, no matter where we live in the world.
While AECL supports the Prime Minister's overtures to the U.S. and Russia, some liberals in the Canadian Parliament oppose the plan. Some in local government oppose it, too. The mayor of Sarnia, Ontario, Mike Bradley, is one of them. Mayor Bradley says last year, along with officials from Michigan, he fought a plan to transport weapons-grade plutonium to Ontario by truck.
And now it looks like the Prime Minister of Canada is advocating to President Clinton that this material could be shipped through the Great Lakes by freighter to the port of Sarnia and then either by rail or road sent throughout Ontario.
The city of Sarnia sits near Ontario Hydro's Bruce Nuclear Generating Station, and one option being considered would be to use the mix of uranium and plutonium at that power plant. That would mean regular shipments through Sarnia. The mayor is not happy.
I'm outraged. I think it's totally unacceptable. There's been no public engagement in these discussions. There's been no public consultation. First of all, why Canada accepted this role when they weren't responsible for the two superpowers developing all this material is one issue. The second issue is it's really being driven by economics. The Canadian government wants to keep their nuclear power program successful and financially viable. But the real issue for me is that no one's looked at what the impact could be on the Great Lakes if there was a collision. No one's looked at what the impact could be environmentally if there's accidents on the routes.
The Sarnia mayor is getting support from environmental groups who say they plan civil disobedience if shipments start. Besides Sarnia, shipments of plutonium would be sent to other ports including Montreal, Halifax, and Quebec City. Irene Koch is with the group Nuclear Awareness Project. She says her group does not want shipments of weapons-grade plutonium transported to anywhere in Canada.
And we're also very concerned about this having the potential to make Canada a nuclear waste dump for the world, because the deal is that we keep the spent fuel or the high-level radioactive waste after it's gone through the reactors.
Koch says the U.S. and Russia can use the plutonium in their own nuclear power plants and keep the material within the two countries' own borders.
Instead, we've seen a real push from our government, particularly through Jean Chrétien, our prime minister, and the nuclear industry to import this when there really is no need for Canada to be directly involved.
Koch says she cannot understand why Prime Minister Chrétien is lobbying Bill Clinton. The Canadian nuclear energy industry says it cannot understand why there's opposition from environmental groups. AECL's Larry Shuchuk says this is a good solution to dispose of a worldwide threat.
These same groups have been saying for the past 30 years, we want nuclear weapons destroyed. That's exactly now what we're doing. We're destroying nuclear weapons, and these same anti-nuclear groups are now saying to us, wait a second, you can't destroy nuclear weapons. So I don't see a lot of credibility in their statements or positions. You want to destroy nuclear weapons, then you should be on side with this program.
While the concept of beating swords into plowshares is appealing to some Canadians, many would rather see the United States and Russia dispose of their own plutonium, leaving Canada out of the process. In his letter to President Clinton, Jean Chrétien writes he believes it's essential Canada and other industrial nations demonstrate a commitment to disarmament. If agreement is breached, Canadian nuclear power plants could be using weapons-grade plutonium as fuel as soon as the year 2005. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.